Dr. Walter Thomas, former world beacon, inspiration of the 21st century. Bishop Eddie Long, from the New Birth Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. You can hear it every day on the world beacon at 1815 UTC. On 3230 kilohertz and 9675 kilohertz. We can also be found on the web at www.worldbeacon.net. Bishop Eddie Long and the World Beacon, an inspiration of the 21st century. The Birth of Life broadcast with Dr. Stephanie Holloway of the Breath of Life Christian Center in Memphis, Tennessee. Get here every Monday through Friday at 1530 UTC on 6145 kilohertz, the World Beacon. We're also on the web at www.worldbeacon.net. Dr. Sammy Holloway and the World Beacon, inspiration for the 21st century. Inspiration by Gary Hall and the World Beacon. Every Wednesday at 1900 UTC on 3230 kilohertz, 5295 kilohertz, and 9675 kilohertz, the World Beacon. We're up on the web at www.worldbeacon.net. Dr. Gary Hall and the World Beacon, inspiration for the 21st century. Worshiping, walking, working, and witnessing. Dr. Johnny Dunn of the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, USA. Every Tuesday at 1900 UTC on 3230 kHz, 5295 kHz, and 9675 kHz from World Beacon. We're also on the web at www.worldbeacon.net. Dr. Johnny Dunn and the World Beacon. Inspiration for the 21st century. You are listening to the World Beacon African Service on the air weekdays from 15:30 to 18 hours UTC on 6145 kHz, starting 1/2 hour later on weekends, and from 18 to 22 hours UTC on 3230 kHz to Eastern and Southern Africa, 5295 kHz to Central and Western Africa, and 9675 kHz to the entire African continent. The World Beacon, spreading the word across Africa.
Welcome to another edition of the Discipleship Hour broadcast.
In our broadcast, we're going to begin a study of a brand new book. We're going to begin a study of the book of John. This broadcast, and I think that we're going to find this epistle most exciting. I wonder how many of you know that this little epistle was written.